Our men and women in the Pensacola Police Department do an excellent job, and it's a tough job they have to do, and I appreciate the work that they do every day protecting us.
At issue is the mayor's suggestion last week of a civilian board to oversee the Pensacola Police Department. That was in response to the shooting last month of Tymer Crawford, who was killed by an officer after he disarmed another officer during an attempted arrest on drug charges. Robinson mentioned the proposal at a meeting last week with the group Pensacola Dream Defenders, which is protesting the shooting.
What we looked for were places we could agree and what we could do to make that going forward. I appreciate what they've come forward. I said, I can't do everything that you're asking. They're just not going to be things that we think are going to be productive for where we're going. But I think within the set of what they're asking for, there are ways to make things better.
The mayor was asked whether the police department already has civilian oversight in the forms of the mayor's office and the Pensacola City Council. He said that is the case, and that a civilian panel studying the PPD was in place about two decades ago, adding he's not opposed to bringing that back.
My whole point was to sit down with Dream Defenders and say, where are things where we can find agreement? Ultimately, the citizen oversight is the city council and the mayor's office. But at the same time, if we need to have a citizens group evaluate what we're doing with our policing and how we can be better, I'm open to that anytime.
Jamil Davis of Pensacola Dream Defenders spoke at that meeting, telling the audience that in fiscal year 2019, $33 million, or 60% of the city's budget, went to public safety.
And most of that $33 million, of course, going to the police department. I'm just trying to figure out exactly where all of that $33 million go to.
Some of that funding, Davis contends, can be used for other needs, such as the water system in the Wedgwood community.
I know and am aware that that's an ECUA issue, but play a part in restoring the water system there. Proper funding for housing, possibly putting some money towards quality health care, but also worrying about proper mental health services.
Dream Defenders is also opposing Protect Pensacola, the formation of a gun violence task force, which is on the way to fruition, involving the feds, along with state and local law enforcement agencies, to tackle firearm and drug issues in Pensacola and Northwest Florida. Davis says he sees similarities between that and a task force in Tallahassee.
There were many arrests, but there were very few guns that came off of the street. This is simply a reason for any sort of federal agency to go primarily to black and brown neighborhoods, harass and possibly arrest individuals for low-level offenses.
Besides a civilian oversight committee, Mayor Grover Robinson's other main interest is police training, in-house and out in the field.
There's questions as to how much of it was classroom training versus how much of it might be practical. I thought the other day at the council meeting, the gentleman that came up to the mic and said, hey, we'd like to know who our police officers are in our neighborhoods. We think there ought to be something quarterly to go out there.
Robinson says the recent National Night Out in Pensacola, sponsored by the Pensacola Police Department and Escambia County Sheriff's Office, was very well attended. It's a program aimed at helping law enforcement build relationships with neighbors and creating safer neighborhoods.
Maybe we need to do a more concerted effort of having the police officers in their individual beats being involved in neighborhood activities. And so as we look at that, training is important, but doing that once a quarter I didn't think was important as training and then actually practically going out and doing.
The Florida Department of Law Enforcement continues to investigate Tymer Crawford's death and could release the report by August 19th. The state attorney's office will review and then determine if the shooting was justified. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.